Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello.
Hey. Oh.
Oh, hey. Oh.
You sound different.
You sound the same.
Oh, yeah. Gay. Just say gay.
Just say gay.
Wow. We've upgraded.
We're upgrading locally.
Yeah. We still haven't seen each other.
No,
she's
we
still
haven't.
Living her local fantasy in Connecticut.
You know, ever since I went back into the woods, I decided to up my equipment out here in the forest with the owls and the deer.
And the Yetis.
Yeah. Me and Taylor were just like, we need to pool our money and get a Yeti microphone.
Wow. Moo-moos.
And that's what we did.
The Lake Pond Sessions or whatever. What was it called?
The pond.
Sure.
Yep.
Those. We'll be discussing
the long
that
pond
later.
Sessions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Long Pond Sessions, my neighbor decided to get a guitar.
Oh.
I'll just say that.
Is there a session happening now?
Yes. So I don't think you can hear it right now, but just know that she's no Beyonce over here. But I support an artistic venture, so I said, you know what, T. Kyle, we're in Cornova. People are trying to cope. Just get some earplugs. She's
so basically,
no
like,
session.
Somebody's playing Ayo in the background right now?
Something.
Joanne is your neighbor?
Yeah. I feel bad because he's a nice kid, but I'm like, oh.
He's learning.
Yes. We appreciate an artistic venture, but...
Yes, people have different things that they want to explore in quarantine, and even if that cuts into our podcast, you know, we have to support the arts, so...
We are frightened of Cornova.
You know what? Listen, at least it's not a party like it was the other week, okay?
Exactly. I will take a jam session over that.
Yeah, sure. Anyway.
Or maybe it's Taylor doing her third secret album.
Oh.
You never know.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
It's Watch probably it like actually is. Jack Antonoff being right? like, these chords don't sound good for.
Right. This whole time, just Jack Antonoff and the National are living next door.
We actually decided to record this in an abandoned apartment in Hell's Kitchen. There was just one gay living there. And we just.
Taylor Swift, the Hell's Kitchen sessions.
Yeah.
Now on Disney Plus, and you just hear in the background yeah. some gay just go, shut the
and
fuck
like,
up!
You walking by with a Duncan in the window.
Honestly, I support it.
We'll have to see because the fans now think there's a third album, but we're going to get into that later.
Yeah, we will. Well, there's a lot of things to get into this week. So hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
Your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
And oh, are there a lot of legends to talk about this
there
week?
There really are this week, yes. They're out of the woods, they're back in the woods, they're...
All over the place.
All over the place. And in our grocery aisles. More on that in a bit.
What?
Oh, some of us are coming soon to the cookie section.
I was like, who'd you run into?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie is at Stop and Shop right now. Well, she might be. We'll see.
Yes, but as always, we would like to give a huge thank you to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly. Thank you all for your support throughout this entire year. We have a poll that we will be posting soon for the Legends Only Awards that you guys get to pick. So stay tuned to the Patreon. Also, if you're not on the Patreon, we are posting a free episode from this time last year, pre-Cornova, when we were in person and we had our Santa Claus Lane listening party.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it available for free for the rest of the year, a little fun bonus episode now that it's on streaming and everyone can listen to it. So stay tuned to our Instagram stories for the link. And yeah, we will be there on patreon.com/legendsonly. But anywho, shall we get started this week? Now, okay. We have a huge list of legends, and we're just going to run through the list of legendary updates. Now, I feel like it's only fitting for us to start with the legend, the queen, if you will. I mean, that's subjective, but like she is, let's be honest.
Yes, of course. We are talking about Jordan Sparks. And
hey, listen.
You know what? I will write a dissertation about walking on snow. We all know this. Anyway, no, not Jordan this week, but we are talking about the queen of pop. Yes, Madonna has an update. For the first time, like a virgin, she has gotten her very first tattoo, which is a Jordan Sparks reference, actually.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there.
Oh, wow. It all comes back to Jordan.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I literally didn't. My mind.
What mind after these 12 months?
The two brain cells left that just reserve walking on snow and...
Oh my God. I was walking on snow the other day. Literally.
Really? It snowed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like from the actual sky. Like real snow.
Out here in the boonies, we didn't really... It didn't stick if it did snow.
The what?
The boonies out here in East Bumblefuck.
What's a boonie?
It's really just suburban Connecticut. It's not that... It's not really that exotic.
Just say white.
Anyway, back to Madonna. Well, yes. All right. So Madonna got her first ever tattoo. She got a wrist tattoo in like typewriter font. It is the first letter of all of her children's names, which I think is very sweet. And honestly, so she had always said in interviews that she had never thought of anything that she could possibly want permanently, which is why she never got a tattoo. Because, hello, queen of reinvention. She's always changing her sound and style. So it does kind of make sense that that was always something she never did. But what better thing to have permanently than your kids? I support this endeavor. I think it looks really subtle and tasteful, unlike her Instagram. And I really like it. And I, as somebody who as someone who also has a family wrist tattoo, I'm like, you know what? I see what you did there and I support that. Congratulations, Madonna, on your first ink. And welcome to the inked community. Now, T. Kyle, you don't have any tattoos.
No, there was one point in my life where I almost got a tattoo that said breathe. May or may not have been inspired by Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay, I've definitely thought about the same tattoo. I mean, what a great introductory tattoo. White ink, like in the wrist, is very like, you know, dipping your toes in the because it's so subtle.
Yeah, you want to listen? Oh, well, I actually wanted to do like glow in the dark, like black light ink, which is so trash and so Jersey.
That would go down really well at Paradise.
Literally, like at Posh, like in the back of Posh with all the black lights. Like, what does that say?
Every time Bossy comes on, you're just like, I was born for this moment.
Yeah, I decided not to do that though. Glad I didn't because, I don't know, just...
Well, you do need to keep breathing, but...
Yeah. I did sign up for Proactive because of Lindsay Lohan, though. Her impact. Not a sponsor.
What else did she sponsor, actually, that I got into? I can't remember now.
Hi, I'm Lawyers.com. Oh, right. See you in court.
Oh, I know. Foreign Arena.
Oh, Glam Pink Wow.
Pop.
Sponsored.
I wish. We need a Foreign Arena sponsorship. If anyone is not familiar with that commercial, it's a game changer.
It really is. not our high fashion moment of the week, but
no,
high fashion moment of the decade, maybe.
Absolutely.
So anyway, back to Madonna. So yes, I don't have any tattoos. I'm scared of needles. And I'm also scared of anything permanent. I have commitment issues. So right, just not really my thing. But I will say, I think this is very chic. I love a minimal moment. I think it's subtle. It's meaningful. You guys know I love an icon, but like not like an icon, like a legend, but like an icon, like a logo, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I appreciate a clean line. So I support.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was very Madame X typography too. It's very like her current era, very typewriter. So I'm very in support of this and I'm very happy for her. And where is the Madame X tour DVD? But otherwise, yeah, very happy for her. But clearly that's what she's doing when she's not yelling at Diablo Cody on her white couch, writing the movie about her life that she's directing. But
yeah, she needs to log out.
She, anyway. We do have that to deal with, but
she's an icon, but she needs to log out.
She is, yes. However, her team is doing something which they're now branding as hashtag Immaculate30, where they do keep uploading all of her singles and remixes every Friday, much like MC30. And hopefully it'll all finally be on streaming soon enough. So every week for the Immaculate Collection for her greatest hits, I think they're pretending that this is like, that's why the reason they're doing it now. Because the Immaculate Collection came out 30 years ago.
Oh.
Not like her debut.
I don't
debut.
Know that. That I'm going to have her, to look like, that one up. Oh, is that like her greatest hits, My Prerogative?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, got it.
We can say yes.
Understood.
It's like her Hillary Duff Most Wanted, actually.
Oh, okay. I know that. Got it. Now I get it. I'm like, what Immaculate? Like, I thought you were just calling her like her icon, her discography.
Right, right.
The Immaculate Collection. I'm like, okay.
It's a very fierce title. Yes.
Got it. Okay. Celebration. I know that one too.
Oh, yes. That was the second coming of the greatest hit. Well, there, Greatest Hits Volume 2, and then there was Celebration. Anyway.
Well, speaking of Madonna, from the actual Madonna to the wannabe Madonna, sorry.
What is this transition?
My Stephanie Jeremiah.
No.
I'm allowed to joke about that now, by the way, because I have
You're
been.
You're a thousand doves, Stan.
I have been fully exposed. The numbers don't lie. The data does not lie. You all
right,
saw
it. Your hits don't lie, and neither do your numbers, because you are the number one streamer of A Thousand Doves in America.
Yes, globally.
Globally.
I was in the top 1% or like 0.5% or whatever of like listening to Lady Gaga this year on Spotify. Fully exposed. We talked about it on the bonus episode on Patreon last week.
We did.
So just like with Britney, I'm allowed to like joke about my faves. It's like my sign of... That's how
it's
I
a term
show
of endearment.
Yes, that's how I show my in term of endearments. That didn't make any sense. It just means that I'm a fan. So anyway, our Stephanie is promoting Chromatica in Pathmark or like whatever grocery stores, Grostiti's.
Yep. Stop and Shop, ShopRite.
Dwayne Reed. Big Lots. No, that's not. That's furniture, right?
Big Lots. Yeah, I don't. If you're buying Oreos at Big Lots, something happened there. I wouldn't get. But anyway, yes, we are talking about the Chromatica Oreo, which we tragically missed last week. We don't know how that we could have overlooked that, but luckily we are making up for it.
Listen, what is time?
What is time? Well, the Oreo is coming January 2021. Biden's America begins with the Chromatica Oreo. It's the vaccine.
Not sponsored by the, all the, oh, that's a bad joke. I was going to say, what I would do for a double stuff. speaking of Biden's America, things we'll be able to do again. Anyway, so.
With any luck.
Yeah, that's true. So our Stephanie is promoing Chromatica with 1,000 doves and 1,000 calories. With
yes,
a new cookie,
right.
With Chromatica logos, how do we
and
feel
green
about
cream.
This?
Well, you know, once upon a time, a legend really paved this path already. By the name of Legendina, who dunked the Oreo in what it was like Olympics theme, right?
It was like circus tour promo with like Duncan, kind of.
Yes.
And she got dragged for it.
She did. So lo and behold, yet again, setting the trends ahead of her time.
Maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
Just like Bionic, the Chromatica Oreo is just further proof that Christina Aguilera is 10 steps ahead of the game. How do I feel about it? I think if there were 10,000 live performances and a Studio 2054 of Chromatica, that this would just be bonus. The fact that this is like one of the first acknowledgments of Chromatica in a while is a choice.
Yeah. I'm on a diet, Stephanie. We can't be eating sugar.
I just think it had this come where there was more Fast and Furious promo, people would just be like, oh, cool. But now instead, it just feels like Ariana just announced her concert film. You've got people dropping tracks left and right. And the little monsters are like, well, we've had Oreos.
Okay, but to be fair here, to defend my Stephanie, I will say, in the knowledge that I have watching Beauty Mua videos...
Yes.
I know the like how long production takes. So these cookies, they need molds. They need things made.
It is the mold. Oh, wait, actually, you're right. It does have the Chromatica
special
designs. You're so right.
Someone had to send that to a factory. They had to get a Chromatica mold. Then you got to figure out, how do we make this green? How do we make this Chromatica pink? There's a whole process involved. So they probably were like, shit, we've got all these cookies and these molds.
Well, you know what? She could have sent, what's her name? Sarah Tano, her makeup artist. She could have sent her to Nabisco to do that while she was setting up her Chromatica, the visual experience.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I agree with you. And also, she was busy saving the world. There is that caveat. She did the Biden stuff. She did the one, you know, one at home. She was one of the earliest global live event, you know, co-founders. She's been doing a lot of things that are a bit more like global in scope, and we know she has at least the Gucci movie coming. I'm not the definitive source or anything, but I feel like she wants to have her actress moment again. So I kind of feel like we're on the way out with the music right now. To be honest, I just feel like that's coming.
Well, I haven't seen her films, so...
That's true. You have not seen A Star Is Born yet.
No, I'll watch it in like 10 years, like I did with Glitter, like watching it 20 years later.
That kind of is, yeah, your film schedule.
Actually, could you imagine? I watched Glitter for the first time this year. So yeah. I will watch A Star Is Born in 2038.
Well, by the time we get there, it's already going to be the new remake starring Madison Beer. But we'll wait. We'll wait for you.
A Star Was Never Born. kidding. I'm joking. I tease. We stan.
I do think that they will keep rebooting the franchise. Now, I guess we'll call it a franchise now that it's been remade like 4 times.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes. I'm excited for the cookie. I will have the cookie. It's just, you know, obviously Stan Twitter had a field day because we've had very little Chromatica promo in comparison to, in my opinion, this was Dua's year. And then Taylor had an incredible year. In closing, I will be purchasing and eating, and
I won't.
We'll continue.
No, not keto. Sorry, Stephanie. Well, anyway, from one Oreo queen to the original, Christina Aguilera is back with some more promo this week. Another legends. Legends.
I just Tina. Realized.
What?
Do you think that Christina and Gaga had like the Britney Madonna kiss moment during the Voice Do What You Want performance, and like Christina blessed her with an Oreo backstage and passed the torch.
Like, this is their Pepsi We Will Rock You moment.
Yes, dropping hints for years and we just figured it out.
Could you imagine?
It was the baton. Well, I'm all here for it. And once it's keto, you will be too.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway,
but what did she do this week?
So Christina Aguilera, you know, always ahead of her time, honestly. Like, I feel like history will show that Legendina is truly always ahead of her time. And we don't give her, well, we give her the credit, but the world does not give her the credit for being ahead of her time. She did more promo this week for Animal Crossing, which is on the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been a gamer queen.
She has been, yes.
Always ahead of her time. She was in The Sims. She was in that little me game on, what was that thing?
Oh, that was the DS. So good.
The girl was like, what the what?
What the what? Christina Aguilera?
surprise.
Is that Christina Aguilera? And then it's just like her red lip with the hat. So ridiculous. And now, allegedly, Christina is sitting on her bed in full glam playing Animal Crossing and the new Mario Kart.
I 100% believe that she is, to be honest.
I do too. I actually do think that she is truly a gamer.
I absolutely believe she plays Animal Crossing. I believe she sings to herself, like, let's get turnips. Right? Yeah, I do believe that she's doing that.
Clicking the mouse is like her setting her Sims on fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were dark days. Yeah. And then my boyfriend on The Sims Online, which we don't talk about. But
They need to bring back The Sims Online. If anything, now is the time. I mean, they missed it. They should have done it like 6 months ago. But like,
they really should have. It was a dark period. Freshman year, I believe, of college, if not senior year of high school. Just like, no, it was earlier than that because I was in a relationship by then. Anyway, I had an internet boyfriend on The Sims Online. If you're out there listening, how's our house?
Yeah. Brad's still single. Hit him up. Susu.
Susu. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah. I don't even know how to speak Simlish.
He's probably alone in our mansion listening to Katy Perry's Teenage Dream Sinless version.
Oh my God.
Lieber, Sleeber, Niebler, Fleur, Lieber.
Or Carly Rae Jepsen, Run Away With Me in Simlish.
Oh, absolutely. He's just.
Sube. Oh my God. Fucking bop, actually. Wait, okay.
Honestly.
Pause for a second here. Everyone listening, I feel like this calls for, well, I say this all the time that we need more bonus episodes, but like there is a whole entire bonus episode of video gaming that we could do. But anywho, back to Christina.
Add it to the list. Yes.
Yeah, add it to the list of growing bonus episodes that we are behind on because we have full-time jobs and we're in the middle of a pandemic and barely getting through every single day.
Love to see it.
So yeah, basically the point of us talking about this is just to say that once again, Christina Aguilera is ahead of everyone.
Yes. Basically that's all we had to say about that. And get that coin, queen. Get that Nintendo coin and make an appearance in the new Pokemon.
Ooh.
Could you imagine? Legendina used Sing.
Literally. Sonic boom.
It was highly effective. Yeah.
Whack someone with her red anal bead mic.
Oh, God. We need to make it happen.
Iconic. Oh, the ideas. I don't even know how to segue into this next one because like...
Well, speaking of... If I know what you're getting at, speaking of millennial queens...
Yeah, or like, you know... Oh, I know. A queen who is good with business, a business queen, has an empire...
That's right. Has shoes and
hair extensions.
Edible beauty at one point.
Albums.
I think that's all she makes.
She was an actress at one point.
An actress, a singer, a cowgirl, a push your tush chanteuse herself.
Having a public affair.
Ah, yes. There we go.
Miss Jessica Simpson. So what? I was shocked that you added this to the list today because I was like, you don't listen to her music.
Well, first of all, I should clarify, and there are bops. I'm just, when we had that original conversation 2 years ago, in comparison to Ashley, like, I certainly listened to Ashley more, but...
I think we should have that conversation.
I think we could have that conversation, that I still, I have some time for Jessica.
She's an icon, more, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time?
Especially, like, that remix of Spin You Round, like, her version of it, and that latest, last album, I suppose, I had some moments with. But I think I'm fascinated by her business game and her ability to capitalize on her life, really.
Yeah, she's fucking loaded.
Not only is she loaded, but she's managed to... So she had her open book, obviously, the memoir... She has two deals in the works at Amazon. One is a scripted series that will track her life after her divorce. And then she has an unscripted show that will be like a docuseries that coordinates with the memoir, the open book memoir.
Wow.
So she's booked and busy.
What's it going to be called? Is it going to be called the life that someone lived in the shadow of.
Oh my God.
Get it?
Yeah. It could be like
the dream that someone else lived in the shadow of.
It could be that. Ooh, that's a good question. Biography? No. Oh my God, it could be biography.
How innovative.
And with Ashley and her autobiography.
Is it chicken or is it tuna? My life as told by Jessica Simpson.
Honestly.
That's it. Sold.
That is the one. We are Amazon executives. Yeah, I feel like, so the docuseries makes sense because, okay, of course she has like archive footage to document the book. That's like a given. I find the scripted series very interesting. That's like who's going to play Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, I'm not really like interested in this.
I find it more fascinating that right, like, it's happening.
Yeah, same. I'm like,
curious.
Yeah.
I would like to see what's happening here because it seems like a big expensive deal, maybe.
Well, with that Macy's contract that she has and those hair extensions and those shoes, she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Exactly. So I'm just wondering if it's going to be like, you never know if it could lead to superstar success for whoever plays her or whatever. So it'll be interesting.
Jessica Simpson's glitter era incoming.
Incoming.
Well, on to the next legend, shall we? Because we had a lot of legends to go through.
We
do. So Ashanti has COVID. The ghost singer for another Sony entertainer whom I don't know.
So I was actually very much looking forward to this Versus tonight. Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. I was very excited this was going to go down. I was wondering if maybe Ashanti is going to pull from the songs that she's written / sang for other people, because that would certainly give her an edge. But lo and behold, we will not be seeing that. She announced she has COVID about an hour before it was set to go down, or earlier. And I guess, yes, I was really looking forward to the Versus, because Versus has become a really important and entertaining kind of way to bring people together, and the comments are gold, and so this was going to be very entertaining. So I'm very sad to see that is not happening. I wish her a full recovery. I hope they reschedule it. She did say she was trying to make it happen from home. I don't really know, but
I think it's doable.
Of course, that's like kind of how it started. I feel like was a more at home IG experience, yeah. And then became like built out into a studio situation, but you know, we'll have to wait and see on Versus.
Yeah. And just, you know, stay home, everyone. You know, don't go traveling and vacationing. Like, can you not? But anywho, that's not what this podcast is about.
Sometimes it is.
Yeah. So anyway, our next legend, co-legend Clarkson.
Oh, yes.
Who, you know, I just, my heart goes out to Kelly because she's really going through it this week, this year. I mean, we all are, but like, she is having a year. Now, Brad, why don't you share some updates? I read your Moomoo's piece and I got all the updates. Share with the girls.
Yes. Well, if you didn't know, you know that she's going through a divorce, but what you might not know is that it is really spiraling. Things are getting pretty ugly with custody battles and legal battles with her ex and his father. And there's demands of very high amounts of money from Kelly for spousal support. It's really getting very ugly and it's all playing out in public. And she's just putting on a brave face and showing up at each show and just doing the damn thing. It's very hard to watch as a fan from the outside.
Yeah,
you know,
it's really hard.
But one of the great things, the gifts of Kelly, is that not only is she a talented entertainer, vocalist, and our American Idol forever.
Songwriter, singer, vocalist, mm-hmm. Brazilian queen, legend, funny, talented.
Show-stopping, amazing. Put it in a blender, sit on it, just every...
Yes, like...
Yes, Gaga's speech.
Like, who do I need to fight? Here is what I have to say, because I will.
Her ex.
Okay, let's go. From 6 feet away. I have pepper spray.
But yeah, so right now she's going through it. And one of the great gifts of Kelly is that she allows the public in to a degree that she feels comfortable. She makes it very clear on her show that she doesn't want to tiptoe around it, but also doesn't want to affect the kids about it. So anyway, she was talking with Garth Brooks about her upcoming album and how his song The Dance affected her and made her realize that that really inspired her writing at the moment. And so she started to share some lyrics. She was talking about basically one of the songs is like, it was worth it for the dance. Like, it didn't work out, but there was some value in having that experience. She's basically telling us this is going to be the divorce album, you know. And then in further on, she is talking about how she wrote Piece by Piece. And a lot of fans have been really wondering what she's thinking about that song, because so much of it is the lyrics are like, he never walks away. He never asks for money.
Yeah, this is about her now soon to be ex.
It's the song at the time felt like the perfect conclusion to Because of You. And now it's very awkward. So she addressed that and she said, you know, I'm the writer of that song and I have a new lyric on my upcoming album that's like piece by piece, I found out the hero's me. So this kind of implies that we have now a trilogy of songs, and this kind of ends with her being her own hero, which I love that. Self-empowerment queen. But the most interesting part of this is that when she said the song title, she said it really fast and some people like debated what they heard. She either said Rock Cuts or Rock Hudson. And Rock Cuts kind of sounds like a My December moment, but Rock Hudson would be kind of shocking, because if she does a song like dedicated to a closeted Hollywood heartthrob, that would be very iconic as well. And he was featured, his character was portrayed in Ryan Murphy's Hollywood, which was recent. So I do wonder if maybe, if this is the case, if maybe she saw that show recently and was inspired by his story or something. But if it's called Rock Hudson, I will be deeply shook, because she's not that kind of girl, really. I was thinking about it. Has she really done a song, an ode with somebody else in mind? I don't really think so. So I don't know. But there are different people saying they definitely heard one or the other. And as she is the queen of fast talking, we don't quite know yet. But well, the closed captioning said Rock Hudson. Yes, yes, we will.
I feel like she would do something smart like that.
Yeah, like it would be very interesting if that is the case, because there's a lot of loaded, intense conversations about Rock Hudson and like being a closeted gay man in Hollywood. And I don't know what she would have to say about that, but
that well, she is a gay icon, so.
She certainly is. And I find that very interesting. So more on that later. But the point of this was we stand forever, but also the progress is coming on this album. And Lord knows she's being given new material every day, it sounds like, from this fuckery in the courtroom. So
I just feel so bad for her, because she's working so hard. Like, she's on like two shows. She's working on an album. Like, I can't even, she's dealing with Cordova just like the rest of us. It's like, I'm a little nervous for our queen. I hope she's taking care of herself.
And yeah, but
having some R&R.
Yeah, I agree.
But.
And vitamin C.
Yeah. Also, her show is pre-taped though. So I know that she's, you know, got a little bit of a. They're being smart. So anyway, but speaking of her show, which is also pretty legendary, and I think the next future daytime queen, she might have torn her ACL because she was running late, and she was talking about it recently, about how she had to now sit in a chair because she was running to set in heels and hurt her ankle.
Oh.
She cannot catch a break.
She cannot catch a breakaway right now.
Oh.
Oh. Her December is not going well.
Our legends.
All she ever wanted was to sit on a couch right now and write her album.
I hope the ring she gave to him turns his finger green.
Like, that's where I feel like the album is heading, but we'll see.
I will say, like, this may be an unpopular opinion that no one else agrees with. I'm used to that. But, like, My December and Piece by Piece are, like, I talk about my Holy Trinity of Britney albums. Kelly albums, My December, Piece by Piece, Breakaway. Like, I'm ready to, like, throw a fourth one into the mix. Like, I'll have a quadra, whatever that's called.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm ready for it. To also subtly quote one of her songs. Yes, I'm ready for whatever comes in her music, but I do think she's inspired, to say the least, by current events.
Our poor thing. Well, Kelly, we hope you're doing well. Not that you're listening to this, but like...
Shout out to Kelly. Deep friend of the pod, yes.
I would love to have her on the podcast.
Please, that would be a dream.
We would have so much fun talking to her. I mean, we have talked to her before. You were there.
We have. She, you know, the blesser of the Legends binder herself.
I know. Oh, God, that story is so embarrassing. Oh, geez. If the girls don't know. Yeah. She opened... Kelly Clarkson has physically held my Legends binder. She is one of the very few people that I've let touch it, see it, hold it. She has held it. She opened it up to the spread of Paris Hilton getting out of jail. And I will never live that moment down. I cringe thinking about it.
It probably inspired a song.
Okay, so next legend, because we have a lot to get through, and it has been a long time already. So if you have still made it this far, tweet us. What emoji can we have people tweet us as, like, the, I don't know. A star?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you made it this far, tweet us a star.
And don't forget to give us 5-star reviews on Apple Music wherever you do that, because...
Oh, yeah. We always forget to do that. We need to, like, tell people. Everyone's
like, Every other podcast is like, oh, rate and review.
Yeah. Rate, review, subscribe.
But only if it's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and also subscribe to us on YouTube so that we can do live streams.
Exactly.
Cough, hint, hint at things we want to do, but we can't because we don't have 1,000 subscribers. So you should go to Legends Only on YouTube and subscribe. Even if you don't
want
to watch
us on YouTube. Oh, that is a fantastic idea.
Because
then we can do live experiences.
Yeah, we can't because we don't have 1,000 subscribers.
Okay, we'll get there. Well, we do have 1,000 doves.
Oh, we do. Yes, those are good.
Make like the doves and subscribe on YouTube.
Well, know who does have over 1,000 subscribers on YouTube?
Who?
Rihanna.
She
so,
sure does.
So I think it's time for 24/7.
Oh, 9-1.
Yeah. Okay. So what is this update, Brad?
Well, Pharrell was in a podcast with Rick Rubin, and he talked about the process of recording R9 with Rihanna and managed to say absolutely nothing in about 3 minutes of speaking. It was impressive how little he said. They were trying to dig for any morsel, but he was like, you know, we follow her star and she guides us as we write the songs. And you know, it starts usually with a melody, and then, you know, if lyrics he was describing the process of song craft without any clue as to genre or when it's ready or anything like that. It was just like, so you write songs. Okay. And she's into that. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So it was very like, so you're making music with Rihanna right now. That's basically what the latest update is. Pharrell actively in the studio. But I will say, to me, that suggests that he's actually going to be on the album, because, you know, like with our Britney updates in the past, like when producers blab too much, they never end up showing up on the record. I feel like that happens a lot in pop. So I think the fact that Pharrell is so professional is not saying shit about it right now, really, kind of speaks to the fact that he's like actually on the album. That's my thing.
I agree with that. Also, speaking of Pharrell, now we don't stand men, but...
No.
Pharrell's track on the Beyoncé album, which is not as new as I thought it was when the Disney Plus special came out. I was literally
the gifts,
like...
Lion King?
Yeah, I clown emoji over my face right now. I thought that whole special was like new music, and everyone was like, that came out a year ago. And I was like, oh.
Yep.
But the Pharrell track is probably like my number two favorite track. And I mean, boys, like, we stand Pharrell.
I mean,
like,
we stand Pharrell. He has been behind so much goodness from our queens.
And I'm excited for whatever this is or is not.
Agreed.
So we'll see it. Diamonds in line.
We will see R9 in 2021. We will put that out in the universe.
You know the secret. Well, you don't know because you don't And I don't either. But like, I honestly feel like Rihanna is waiting for everyone to get the microchip and the vaccine. Sorry, that was a bad joke. It's not funny. sorry, I shouldn't joke. Okay.
The vaccine's got R9 in it.
Yes, the vaccine will...
RNA and R9.
Yes, that's why they need to keep it in freezing temperatures, because the album and the music is so fire that they have to keep it at frozen temperatures and you have to get two doses.
Exactly.
That's not funny to joke about. I would just like to... legal note...
Right, we didn't say any of that. Yeah,
legal note, we didn't that just is say. Not funny, and nope. You should take this seriously, and you should listen to scientists and not to F words on a podcast.
But if R9 does end up being in the vaccine, we are taking responsibility for claiming that.
Yeah, I'll take anyway. Doses.
Sure.
What was I going with that?
You were going to say...
So I feel like Rihanna's waiting for like life to return.
Yeah, I, in my heart, I feel like certain artists actually did delay their big projects because of the pandemic. So I want to think that maybe she did end up going back into the studio. Yeah. And working on it more. Yeah.
And to be honest, like, I wouldn't be mad about it.
No, me either. I don't, as we said at the beginning with Future Nostalgia, we were like, we don't fault anyone for releasing or not releasing right now, because it makes sense both ways.
Yeah.
Either you want to, like, get your music out already, or you want to wait until everyone can join up.
Know what else I was thinking? And I'll just get the stance all riled up with this comment that I was going to make.
Okay.
So I very much have felt like R9 was supposed to happen this year, but like she paused it because of Cordova. So then I was like in my pipe dream, because, you know, I've been trying to have a lot of those to stay optimistic. What if she already has like R9 and R9.5 and R10 at this point?
Yeah.
So we're going to get like two albums.
Yeah.
So Rihanna, if you're listening,
do that.
Take all the time you want. I feel like she honestly has like R9, 10, and 11.
She has folk anti and anti more coming.
Diamond more.
Diamond more. Absolutely. I think it's totally possible, because the rumor at the time, like last year, was that she was going to do a more kind of reggae inspired album and then a more pop leaning album. I feel like that was kind of the Stan rumblings were like, oh, she's going to, because she waited so long, she's going to do two. So
I hope she goes electronic.
That should just be a soundboard.
Like that.
Well, maybe Taylor wrote her another Calvin Harris bop while she was in the woods.
Renna Moore.
Oh my God.
Okay, so next legend. We got to keep going. We got to keep moving.
Okay, keep it cool. Keep it moving.
Next legend. There's only one bitch, Britney. Okay. Brad's like, oh.
Well, I already...
Brad has left the chat.
Go on.
Okay, so the new song matches with the Backstreet Boys, who are the greatest boy band of all time, in my personal opinion. Just officially
came out... Starting out the gate with the hot takes.
Well, it's... don't do it, November. Backstreet Boys are number one. The Jonas Brothers are number two. Number three, I don't care who. That's my hot take. So Matches with Backstreet Boys came out officially on streaming. What do we think about it?
Well, I had said last week, I already heard the leak, so it's not so much news to me. I had heard it already because the vinyl had shipped already, so people had already uploaded it. What I think is that it kind of reminds me, and it doesn't sound like it, but and I said it last week, but it kind of reminds me of the urgency of Shattered Glass meets If I'm Dancing, kind of, because it has that kind of hiccuping production, that sort of breakdown beat that kind of reminds me of it. I also feel, and I have no justification for this, but I feel because of the fact that it's old, that perhaps it was hers for a while and then there was a decision somewhere along the line to add in the Backstreet Boys, because I also feel like she isn't on it a terrific amount. Like, oh, my dog agrees. he's like, I wanted more Britney. I feel like it's kind of sparse with Britney.
Yeah, I mean, she's not really on it that... Like, it's very minimal-y. I also just love the part where it's, like, the very Britney moment where she's like, this might leave me some damn... Like, she has a Britney-ism to it that I love.
Of course, of course. But, and I also feel like placing it like vocally wise, I feel that it is definitely Glory slash post Glory. No, I feel like as far as when it was recorded, because it's Ian Kirkpatrick and he's like If I'm Dancing and Glory, and it feels that like as far as timeline, whereas I felt Swimming in the Stars was more the bridge between Britney Jean to Glory. I feel like this is clearly newer.
Swimming in the Stars is better. Another hot take.
Oh, that is, see, you are coming in with all of the hot takes.
Listen, this is a podcast. I have opinions.
She sure does. But yeah, do I think that either of these songs were great, overly looked for, like, and unjustifiably so? No, I don't. I think they're added treats to Glory. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. Just Love Me is the best song on that album. It should have been a single. Another hot
Yeah,
take.
We can have that conversation all day because Just Love Me absolutely should have been. But
yeah. Well, also, I'm just confused by like all the new album art. But speaking of matches, I had some promo this week in a high fashion editorial piece known as Grindr.
Oh my God. Forgot about that. That's right. You had a Grindr moment.
Yeah, for my
yes, you
USB
did.
In replace of Matches, because I wrote in my thing that I had an incident with Matches, like uh-huh. actual Matches. So I used a USB lighter, not sponsored. So I just thought I'd mention that. I'm an influencer now.
You're an influencer now.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I caused the Hyperchiller to sell out.
And you did. Like, you actually did.
Actually.
Your impact. Yeah.
They DM'd me.
So now you are, next week, you're going to come on here with a Morphe code as a Morphe babe, and you're going to be like, use my code James Charles for 10% off.
Yes. Use my code Glory on iTunes for 10% off.
Right. Well, yes, that's a feat. That was a fun feature. And that was also like perfect for your holiday shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, my experience with Grindr is the one time I did a photo shoot for their Tumblr years ago.
Oh, that's right.
I went to a rented house and I took pictures, which very on brand for me. Yes.
It's basically what you're doing now, but the rented house
is
your
literally
parents.
The same thing. Yeah.
More on Grindr later, actually.
Yeah.
I have a comment.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, on the subject of Britney, so Glory Deluxe 2.0 just came out with another fucking sunset, and they removed Tinashe from Slumber Party. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I ride for Glory, but like...
I think...
Are they going to do snow version next? Like, is it going to be Glory Deluxe 3 and it's going to be snowing in the desert? I don't know.
Well, as you know, I have no positive thoughts about any of these releases right now. But I ultimately feel like there was probably a fan demand for the original Slumber Party. I don't know.
Can I throw another hot take out there? This is no disrespect to Miss Tinashe, because we stan, but I don't want anyone on any Britney album anymore. I said this in the past. I said this on the Britney podcast. I said, get off the albums. I don't want to hear Pot Full of Vegetables or whatever. I don't want to hear Clawfoot Bath Filled with Bubbles sung by anyone else. Get off the albums. I just want to hear Britney.
Well, we definitely had that talk.
Get off.
Because the singles all started to become features somewhere along the Pretty Girls lane.
Get out.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I guess, you know, it's... Well, this means that both versions are now on streaming, so I guess that's nice.
Thank you.
For people. Yeah. Obviously, I'm...
Do I sound hard? Like, do fans understand where I'm going with that, though?
No, that's not heartless at all. That the song came out as just her song. It's really not unreasonable to, like, want to still hear that version.
Yeah.
Because we kind of forget that, like, it literally did come out as the solo version already. So, and then it went away. So it's not crazy to think that they would bring it back.
Crazy, though.
Right. Fair. Fair reference.
Yeah. Well, enough about Glory. We've been preaching and saying and praying and preaching and saying and praying. Know what else came out that we didn't talk about? Festive Fantasy.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Someone tweeted it, and then I was like, oh, no. But then I looked it up, and apparently it came out in, like, September.
It's another fantasy?
Yeah.
You know... I don't even know what I can say. I will not be sniffing. I will not be sniffing or spritzing. The timing, just phenomenally, not even irresponsible, just disrespectful. That's what I would say, disrespectful. No products at this time for me, but just hoping that she's having a wonderful birthday month. Just hope she's doing something fun with the boys, her man, and I just hope she's having a great time and getting everything that she wants. That's all I have to say about this.
Yeah, same. Okay, well, anyway, I have no segue for the next segment other than they reused Vegas photos for Festive Fantasy. So, speaking of photos, shall we discuss some
high fashion? So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, what do we have lined up for this week in high fashion editorial?
This week, I'm going to give a shout out to, as a whole, the RuPaul's Drag Race Season 13 cast reveal. I thought it was a really fun, cool, interesting array of looks from all the girls. Very excited for everybody. I really like the whole cast so far. It seems really fun.
Tina Burner stands, rise up.
I personally am Team Simone, and I feel pretty confident in her rise to the top. I'm really excited for her. I've known of her for a few years. I know the House of Avalon boys, and so she has always sort of been hanging out with them and Gigi and that whole crew. And so she's always kind of caught my eye already. And so seeing her on the show has been really exciting. And her look was fucking cool. So the hair was amazing. So I'm excited for her. I thought her Meet the Queens was really good. I'm into a lot of them. Olivia Lux. Who else was on there? Rosé.
Love Rosé.
Yes, a NYC queen.
But like, shout out to Tina Burner. Okay, you know this about me, but like, I love a good old school drag queen. You know, like,
wow, T. Kyle Burner. Wow,
I stan. You did you used to go with me? I feel like you did.
Oh, I've seen Tina millions of times. I did a DJ set with her actually at one point. I was like hired to do a party, and she was hired to do the, what is it called? Like a roast. So yes. I was DJing that. Yes.
So we used to go, and it's so wild to even think about this because the thought of it now just boggles my mind. But we used to go out on Wednesday nights at midnight to go see Tina Burner host that show at Barracuda. And we would go out like till the middle of the night and then have to go to work the next morning. And she used to do these mixes that were like very shock comedy, shock drag, very in the line of Lady Bunny, just like that old school shock comedy drag mixes. And I just, we have to give it up for Tina Burner because she's been going for a long time. And I just love seeing a queen that, like, you know, like a local queen here in the city, mm-hmm. like Bianca.
Oh yeah, she's been around ever since I moved to New York 8 years ago. So
I'm excited.
Absolutely.
And
I'm
I also love the typography season. Of the shout out to everyone at Viacom, not sponsored.
Right.
Amazing right. art.
Yes, I'm into the whole thing. I'm into everything they were able to do. And I'll just also give a special high fashion shout out to Miss Jada Essence Hall, who had her sort of passing of the crown moment digitally. Like she had the whole get up and then turned to all the girls in a green screen moment. And I tweeted this to her, but like she deserves a full year's reign post pandemic, deserves to go out with whoever wins this season to get the proper, you know, winner's welcome from clubs and nightclubs all across the country. I feel like she was shafted in so many ways. Like, can you imagine? We talked about it when it happened, like winning a competition, finding out on your phone and just like sitting back for 9 months. I mean, I know she did like drive in drag through and some fun things, but
yeah,
like,
but it's
come
not the same.
On.
It's I was not. Just talking to Jackie Cox lives, like we're like neighbors.
Yes,
just,
yes, yes.
Yeah. I mean, her name's not Starius, but like Jackie Cox to the world. Like it's when Cornova is, when we're all vaccinated, we're going to go out and we're going to support all of these fucking girls for everything that they had pulled out from under them because of this pandemic. So that is gay rights. We're going to go out. We're going to support all our season 12 girls and Tina Burner and whoever is the season 13 queen, basically is the point.
Yep, absolutely. So that's my high fashion. Now, did you have another or?
I do. So my high fashion for this week is Scream and Shout, the music video by Britney Spears.
What? Why?
I have been listening to it on repeat and I pulled it up on YouTube the other day and I was like, I don't know if I ever said this in the past, but like it is so fucking fierce. And I just, that's my high fashion for this week. This is my podcast. So
If we're going to go down that route, a shout out once again to our fave at Pop Textbook for doing the Dream 20th anniversary and reminding me of that music video. Talk about looks.
This is now.
And honestly, that is the truth, because look at what happened. All of the girls are now copying the early 2000s looks. They knew it.
She's got a point.
A 90s trend.
So, 90s trend. We'll get to that in a moment. But yes, I agree. That was a good look. 7 years ago was the video? 2013, right?
Sure.
Yeah. We love to see it.
Love this look.
Love those shoes. Love this pony.
Well, you know, fast forward to 2020 again. So let's talk about some new music recommendations, shall we?
Let's get into it.
Yeah. So first up, Gay Rights and Slow Burns, Troye Sivan and Kacey Musgraves just collabed with a remake of Troye's song, Easy. What do we think?
Well, I can't shut up about it. I love it. This is it's a remix made by Mark Ronson of the song with Kacey's heavenly vocals added to it and a new music video. Troye is on a mullet journey, which he seems very happy about, and I'm going to support him on that. I love all the things about it. They both seem to be going through it, shall we say, in their own ways. Kacey, obviously, divorce of her own this year. It's been hard for a lot of couples this year.
We've got a
golden hour divorce album coming too. So,
are a lot of people getting divorced during coronavirus?
They are because of the quarantine. Yes, I feel they've said that it's definitely put a strain on relationships, and
undoubtedly, they realize they can't live with each other.
Maybe, but I also feel like it has a lot to do with when you're famous and your schedule was so busy and you learn to live like that. And then all of a sudden you're forced to spend that much time with each other after not. I'm sure that was a very hard adjustment for a lot of people. Maybe not even because you weren't compatible, but just because you had learned one way of life and then you had to suddenly be all up in each other's business all the time. Right.
It's like, get out of my house, please. But like,
right. Whoopi Goldberg. I will never get married. I don't want a stranger in my house. Okay, that iconic headline. Yeah.
Literally like, dear future husband, I only want to see you 3 days a week.
Yeah.
2 days a week, 3 nights.
Right.
Maximum. Get out.
So I can understand it. But yeah, they did earlier this year. And it's crazy that it was this year because that feels so long ago. And that's kind of the vibe that I get from the video is like they're kind of on a reckless sort of middle of nowhere, well, Nashville, driving through, you know, seedy bar, dive bars and kind of thrashing around in seedy hotels with drag queens and all this stuff. Into it, Kacey sounds heavenly for me. I missed her voice and I've been playing it on loop for pretty much since it came out.
Well, that makes one of us.
Oh.
You know, I'll say this. I smelled the slow burn candle.
You did?
I did.
Is it good?
Smells lovely. It's got
what
like
does
very,
it smell like?
It's kind of like a hippie-ish, incense-y, you know, like you go to one of those like, you know, spiritual shops and they've got all the incense burning and it's very like,
I wouldn't have guessed that at all.
Yes, it has a very strong, like, incense, earthy smell to it. It's very good. And it's a really pretty glass.
Okay. I think I asked for it from Santa, so we'll see if I get it.
As a candle vlogger, I'm just offering.
I know. You are the authority on this, so.
I know. Okay. Speaking of candles, I have, like, 40 in a box that I meant to film a YouTube video. Oops.
Well, that'll come. So you're more into the candle than the song is what I'm gathering.
I like the original better.
Uh-huh.
So my recommendations for the week are electronic song. I just love the, like, I, it's not that I don't I'm not hating it. I just don't, like, I feel like I would like it where if Troy did it and then, like, Casey did it, I just don't feel it together because it feels like they're separate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. It's not that I don't like it. I'm just like, you feel, anyway. I'm also on an electronic journey, so, like, I also just listen to it, like, twice.
Okay, and yes. Well, that's fair enough.
Out. So anyway, my recommendations for the week are, sorry, Troy, you know it's Dan. My, it was, like, my number one track, like, the year it came out. So my recommendations are Cascade, Solid Ground, which is new, and also, I don't know how to pronounce this name, but it's either Muna.
Yep. That's it.
Stay Away, which came out in October, Flop Fan. The Now Now remix, it came on my release radar. Very good.
There you go.
Yeah.
They are incredible. They have one of my favorite albums, and actually two of them. You should definitely, I highly recommend the latest album. I think you would just stand the whole way through. So I'm very excited that you have discovered Muna. They have a song called, the album's called Saves the World. There's a single from it called Number One Fan, but then Stay Away is really good. And if you ever want to check out their 2017 album, About You is really good. I Know a Place is religious experience, and I've cried many times to their song Everything. So
okay, I'm looking that one up.
You really need to. And one called It's Gonna Be Okay Baby, that one also I get emotional to. Basically, it's a good crying queer album.
Love that. I love a good sob in the park. It's like my vibe lately.
Absolutely. Which we'll get into some other new music that has produced the tears, but not this next one that I have. Actually, this is not technically new music. It is just something I need to shout out. I'm contractually obligated as a Rachel Stevens fan for
she's an
the
icon,
seven.
But she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
For the seven of you who are also on the Pop Justice forums with me in 2005, shout out to you and are still on there. Rachel Stevens has one of the best solo pop albums of the 21st century. It's called Come and Get It. And she just accidentally made one of the best pop albums of all time, in my opinion, and then just promptly stopped her pop career, her solo pop career. Anyway, she, out of nowhere, well, I guess it was planned, but she hosted a cabaret event in the UK, which I have conflicted feelings about because you can attend it if you go with your family or your work bubble of groups of six, which...
Act the fool, girl. I'm here.
I didn't know we were doing all that. But in any case, she performed Sweet Dreams by LAX for the Britney podcast stands. You will know that that was a song originally considered to be the comeback to Cry Me a River by Kathy Dennis. Ultimately went to Rachel Stevens. And she does the same ribbonography on stage. It was a full panic. And she also performed Some Girls, which is another phenomenal song from the album. And basically, she looked amazing. She sang live. It was great. And I'm just putting it out there that this is a sign that the comeback is coming. I want it to be real. It needs to be real. She left us too soon. And she never really flopped. That's the thing, is like those singles did well. And then she just kind of gave up. But I want to say gave up, but just didn't keep that going.
You sound like me talking about Superficial by Heidi Montag.
Exactly. Same energy. But anyway, we stand the Jewish princess of pop. A happy Hanukkah to anyone celebrating, including Rachel Stevens and Troye Sivan. It's been a great year, a great week for the Jewish pop legends. Moving on, we have Miss Grimes, who just welcomed her Bobby. I will not be attempting that name.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like 100XE. XAE.
Yes, we stand XAE11 in this house. She created, so a gamer alert, I do know a lot of the gamers are getting into this journey, the Cyberpunk 2077. I don't know anything about it. Apparently.
Yeah, everyone's like, it doesn't work. It's a piece of shit. I saw this TikTok that was like, and by the way, I love the sound. Have you seen the sound of the Jurassic Park song where it starts off and it's like the actual, like, orchestra version of the Jurassic Park theme, and then it switches into the flute where it's like,
oh yeah.
Someone did that with footage of Cyberpunk 2077.
Shit. Do you think it's just launch bugs?
I actually social justice warrior gonna pop out here. I think it's the treatment of coders and the employees, and how people are overworked and underpaid and forced to meet unrealistic deadlines in their professions that are absolutely disgusting. And so that's me as a social justice warrior jumping out and defending people in these development teams who are overworked and underpaid and having to meet deadlines, and then they get dragged, when I'm like, you should be dragging the developers and not the employees for the work that they tried to make happen.
I've definitely heard plenty of that happening in the video game industry. And if, I have no, I didn't even know the premise of this game.
Fighting for gay rights.
Fighting for gamer rights. Absolutely. So we stand and support the workers who made this video game, even if it doesn't work right now. In any case, Grimes plays a character in this game, and she also created a DJ continuous mix for the game, which I highly recommend if you get, it's on YouTube now and Apple Music. I guess she couldn't get clearance on Spotify for now, but it's got Rihanna, Tattoo, very near and dear to my heart. It has the Britney Toxic Strings thrown in. She really, it's a very cool set, and a ton of her songs, obviously, but it's good for like techno house lovers. It's really fun and like cool.
Music and gaming is getting good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto Online just launched a nightclub with real DJs.
Oh, I need to get into that.
Yeah. Also, like how Gimme More is in GTA 5 is.
Oh, yeah. Forever.
Legendary.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. Check for that if you want to dance at home. And then finally, the main event, in my opinion. Yes, beer cans, our time is now. I'm talking, of course, about Madison Beer with her new song, Boy Shit. Did you listen to this song?
I did.
Oh, okay.
And you want to know what I thought?
What did you think?
I immediately thought of Evelyn from League of Legends, because I can no longer disassociate
yes.
Madison Beer with her song on KDA, where she sings as Evelyn, and Evelyn is in the music video. So now every time I hear Madison Beer's voice sonically, I think of Evelyn with her nails.
You and all the YouTube commenters who were like, oh my God, Evelyn, I love your new song. Like, not kidding. They were in the comments. Yes.
Me. Like, I listened
literally
to
you.
Like, oh my God, Evelyn snapped her second single.
Yeah.
Her Free Me era, basically.
I actually really like the song. I like it for her. I think it's cool. The comment that aged me 50 years immediately was like, oh my God, this is so vintage. Like, the Pussycat Dolls could sing this.
Okay.
Here's the harsh reality is, like, the more I read the comments of like Billie Eilish songs or Madison Beer songs or like anyone of the just 18 to 21 range, I am going to get my feelings hurt every time. Because it's always like, this is so throwback. Somebody else wrote like, oh my God, blackout vibes. And I'd be like, are you, what's happening here? To be fair though, it kind of does remind me a little bit of Scherzi, but I really like it. I think she has this kind of Megan Fox kind of vibe to her, where it's like that sort of villainous vibe that I think is working for her.
Evelyn.
She's like, yes.
Literally Evelyn's
totally.
A villain. I'm a straight up villain. Like, it's so fitting.
And I think she's leaning into it, and I like it. I like her whole dark pop vibe, and I feel like
villain.
She's... Exactly. So I feel like she's doing it. And she's good at the like fuck boys kind of songs. And this feels good to come from her. And I highly recommend it as a beer can. So,
well, Madison Beer Cans, cheers to you. Clink, clink.
Cheers to that. Well, it's time to move on out of the...
off the stage and into the
studio
woods.
And into the woods we go.
Surprise, yes. Bitch. I bet you thought you'd seen the last of her. Nope. Miss Taylor Swift is back again with a new album, the sister to Folklore, called Evermore.
Evermore.
Now, for like a straight up day, I called this Everlore.
Oh, same. And I had to correct for work. I kept writing it Everlore, and I had to correct titles and shit. It sounds right to say Everlore.
Right?
Yes, but... We're learning and growing and sharing.
Yeah. Evermore.
Okay, now that you say that, I'll always remember Evermore.
Yeah, that's how I hear it.
I think it forevermore. Yeah, that's basically Yeah. So yes, Taylor is back with surprise album number 2. So first impressions, I would say this is a more folkier, more, I actually thought like the first word that came to mind was like wordy. Like I feel like the lyrics are much more storytelling, more.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got some stories to tell for sure. And I feel like if anything, folklore now feels almost a little more mainstream compared to this one. This one feels a bit more
poetic,
folky. Poetic, absolutely, yeah. It gives me Blair Witch vibes for whatever reason. I'm using Blair Witch imagery on social because I feel like if folklore was kind of like the August, literally August and end of summer vibe, Evermore definitely is like a crisp winter, kind of more of a chill to it. It's like the ambiance I'm getting from it.
I feel that. I was having a full Evermore fantasy this weekend in Central Park. The fog rolled in. It was crispy. I literally felt like the album cover. I just didn't have flannel and a braid, but like...
You almost have a braid.
I mean, in a couple of months, I will.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on this record?
Okay, so I like Willow. Willow's the lead track. I thought the video was cute. It was about a man. I loved how she played into like the witch vibe. I just appreciated that. It was like when she leaned into like the whole snake thing, I just feel like she's so self-aware. And I love how she leaned into like the old school, you know, she like captured that era. And like the video was very pretty and stunning. And I just very much appreciated it. Overall, I will say I thought the album was a little sleepy, but like that doesn't mean bad. Like I don't mean it in a negative sense of like, oh, I thought it was boring and kind of sleepy. I felt it very relaxing and cozy, but not like, does that make sense? Like I felt it very much like I want to light a fire and just curl up with a blanket and just be very cozy and still.
I can hear that.
You know,
I think it definitely has more. I thought it was going to be more romantic, if anything, but it definitely feels like sadder.
Yes, even that though, too. Like it feels like a book, kind of.
It does. I think my highlights. Books, you
but
do.
But not because I think they're boring. It's just because it lulls me to sleep. Like I love hearing people talk.
I feel like my favorites upon first listen came out to be Tis the Damn Season for sure and Tolerate It.
Yeah.
Tolerate It is pretty much a gut punch. I find that No Body, No Crime with Haim is almost disjointed. Like it feels like I really like it, but I don't totally understand it being on this album because it's like almost like a fun country song, you know, like a Dixie Chicks, like Goodbye Earl murder adventure, and we all love to do that, but like it felt a bit like interesting to have that on this album because I didn't know that necessarily fit the vibe as well. Like it could have come on the Haim album or a standalone moment. So that was my thought on that. I really like that song though. We love a murder.
I thought it was interesting to hear her get like a little spicy.
Oh yeah, like it's definitely a spicier record. We've got a lot of explicits coming.
Nobody was killed.
It was called the Stonewall.
It reminded me of season. Like this moment that I had in high school when this boy I was talking to was like lying to me, and so I was like, "Let me just drive by his house and see if he's not really home." And sure
throw
enough,
a brick in his window.
I didn't throw a brick, but I threw something else. So this is bad. I don't think he's listening. I don't think he's listening. He follows me though. Oh, there's so many things I want to say, but I can't. Should I just say it? I haven't even told you this story. So anyway, okay. So this is basically my Evermore story. So like there was this boy that like I fell for in high school, and like it was, I don't want to say it's my first love because like that's so ridiculous and like I've never been in love in my life, but like I will say it was like the closest to it. We'll just say that. How about that? Is that fair?
That's fair.
So like he stopped talking to me and whatever and was like lying to me. So me being, you know how I am. I get in my car and I'm like, well, let me see if he's like actually out and not really home. So I drive by his house. Sure enough, his car is in the driveway. So I'm like, oh, you lied. So I may or may not have thrown a culotta into his car, which was a convertible that had the roof down. No body, no crime.
No straw, no crime.
Yeah. No shot of espresso, no crime.
Wow. Okay.
So I was listening to this and I was like, that was my no body, no crime moment in my life, was you lied and I caught you and I threw the first brick at Stonewall. And that brick was the culotta right into your car. And if he's listening
that is
to
the
this,
most...
and if he's listening to this right now, this is a lie and I'm making it up.
Oh, right. This is just hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetical.
Damn, that is a very intense story. And
now he's engaged justice to someone was who looks kind of like me, but that's a different
she
story.
She looks just like me.
Has a thing for redheads, apparently. Anyway.
I guess green hair is really in right now.
Oh, there's going to be someone listening to this who knows who I'm talking about. So move on to the other song.
Well, it's funny that you said that. So
I need to write my Evermore. Anyway. We need to get off this.
You do. Subject. This is an album. This is, and you literally yeah. can call it Red, just like Taylor. So.
Oh my God. Could you imagine seeing Red? and it's just me hurling a culotta into an open car.
Wow. I had a similar experience actually of relating to this, specifically with the song Tis the Damn Season, which is basically a song about her coming home and sort of reuniting with a former flame and You Can Call Me Babe on the weekend. And it really, you know, being at her parents' house and all of that kind of really hit home for me as I sit here in this basement.
Finding a Grindr hookup when you're home for Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, so what happened was I was listening to it at like 2 a.m, the first listen, and I was getting emotional and I decided to do the thing I shouldn't. Well, it's not bad because we still talk, but I looked. So my first love of 5 years, I grew up here with them. And I looked at the, I was like, oh, I wonder what they're up to. So I checked out the Instagram story. And in my head, I'm like sad, petting my dog right now, listening to this song, thinking about my first love was very much like a Taylor Swift song. It was driving through this, you know, at night and like all of the like romantic things. Like I got one
Locals.
Thing right. I had a very like fanciful, in my view, first relationship. So I'm like feeling those feelings, which I never feel anymore. And I go to their Instagram story. They're having my ex is having a never have I ever question and answer thing. I'm watching the questions being answered and feeling like emotional. And then the question comes up, have you ever been in a long-term relationship? And my ex goes, yep, hated it. Next.
She's got a point.
And like, I know that probably was in reference to the distance part and not like being with me for 5 years, but I burst out laughing because I was like, I'm having a full Taylor Swift, like sitting at the sea silent moment. And my ex is just like, hated it. Next.
I fucking love that top.
I wish that was the answer. but it was so funny. It was like, I needed to tell this tale because I was like, this couldn't have happened at a better time.
We're going to have to write our Evermores.
We really will. But, you know, all in all, I'm still digging into the album. I'm still really enjoying it. I really like it. And as I said at the beginning of this episode, some fans think there might be a third album because there was lettering in white at the top of one of the promo photos. And it was called Woodvale, I think was the secret word. Yes, it was called Woodvale. It was in white lettering in one of the promo pictures. So now they think that was the Easter egg, as she is wont to do.
I feel like she'll do it.
Probably. What else is she doing? She goes back in the woods.
Literally, this album to me felt like just lyrical, musical poems and stories. So like she absolutely could.
Absolutely. I really like the vibe that she's on right now. I know a lot of people have Taylor Swift oversaturation and don't even want to hear anything about her. And it's funny that this is kind of the year that I really leaned in and listened and found myself really liking her. Because I definitely was a bit of a hater back in the day. I was
a shay.
So.
Except for 1989.
Oh, same.
One of the best albums, like, ever.
I just really appreciate somebody who can create songs that you can either take at face value, or you could be a hardcore fan and know that that line leads to that song. And that was always, there were 13 buttons in that picture. Like, she can either create a whole Easter egg hunt for you, or it's just a good song on its own. And I think that's really good that she can have that. That's really incredibly intelligent and fun.
Yeah. So, my other notes on the album were, in the song Champagne Problems, I very much loved the lyric Sister Splashed.
Oh, that was a James Charles nod for sure.
I actually honestly think that it is. I'm going to believe that.
See her on his YouTube channel next week doing a Evermore Mua makeover challenge.
If we weren't in Cornova, I feel like Taylor Swift would.
What, be a Mua?
No, like be on James Charles' channel with like a red lip. Like a classic.
It's very possible.
Taylor Swift, Mua. That's like the only thing she hasn't done is come out with a red lip.
Yeah, I guess she hasn't really.
That's an
I'm
idea.
Sure it will
we
probably
just gave Taylor Swift
come.
The idea. See us in court. See her in court when she steals that idea. Oh, you want to sue me, Taylor? I'm kidding. I'm joking. I also wrote the song Happiness. I love how still it gets.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Epiphany.
I definitely love Happiness. Yeah, that's the other thing is a lot of the songs, if not all, are supposed to not directly be mirrors, but I guess be inspired by or have references to folklore. Yeah. And
someone did a TikTok that they were like, oh, here's like the perfect listening order for folklore and Everlore. And they put it all together, and like Happiness and Epiphany were next to each other. And I was like, I very much feel that. Like, I love that just like calm, still. I had a moment in the park. I was just like, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, and then my other note was the song Coney Island. I also very much enjoyed.
Definitely.
Even though I was kind of shook by the man on it. Like, I was listening to it and I was like fully in this Evermore moment. It was like foggy. And then all of a sudden it was just like, and I was like, oh.
What was that?
Did you see one of my favorite tweets was about Bon Iver's feature on Exile. On Folklore, I think is really good. But then on Evermore, he kind of goes for those higher notes. And somebody was like, Bon Iver on Evermore. And it was a clip of Beyonce on American Idol where she's like, you know, he has such a low range. He doesn't need to try those high notes, but I hope he's confident.
Yeah, it also just was like so deep. I was like, oh, who is that?
Yeah, it's a perfect little meme there. But yeah, I am into this record as well. I need more time with it, though. I don't know that it's...
Same.
Because Folklore was so shocking because it was the first real surprise. So now this time is like, we kind of knew the vibe already. So now I'm just kind of like digging in again.
I agree. Also, just like the girls need to like get off our necks a little bit. Like, let us breathe.
Right. There's also that. Yes. And we do have... coming up, we have some things.
Yes. One Night with Bebe Rexha, finally coming soon next week. Acoustic.
We are ready, perched. Perverts are leaving this chat. We are going to be jealous and acoustic.
With the brighter eyes, baby, I'm jealous.
Oh my God, please let her do cabaret versions of every
love
song.
Love the pictures you shouldn't. What's the shit? What's the fuck? Fake fan. What's the lyric? Baby, I'm jealous. Yeah.
We are ready for A Night with Bebe Rexha coming
it's
soon.
Fucking acoustic.
Oh, I can. And then we also have the Ariana Sweetener World Tour special is coming.
Oh, yeah, on Netflix. Not sponsored.
Yep. Yep. And is that it?
I guess. I mean, it's been like 2 hours.
For now.
Yeah. Like, here I am thinking it's the end of the year. Finally, a chance to sleep, catch up. Nope. The girl's just on our necks.
They've got a lot to do.
Also, know what else I noticed this week before we close out? I'm not listening to holiday music.
No, I'm only listening to ambient sleep, anti-anxiety mix, and Evermore at the moment, I guess. And
same.
Yeah, and I'm also rediscovering the Ava Max album at the gym. But
My head, my heart.
I mean, Bop Queen.
Yeah. Although there is this really good YouTube channel that's called like Christmas Lo-Fi, and it's lo-fi, like chill
Christmas.
Christmas. And there's, and all I want for, it's this guy or person, I don't know who it is, actually. I literally don't know who it is. They make all the music, and there is a version of All I Want for Christmas Is You that they have, and it is so good. It's just like a subtle instrumental. I'll tweet it out, maybe.
Do that. You should tweet that out.
Yeah, just like a chill moment. And that's pretty much it. We've been talking for like a really long time, so.
We have. We hope you enjoy this super extended edition, fan-demanded version.
Literally.
We should just market it as such. Super-sized. We'll just pretend. Yeah. All in anticipation, and we should tip this off one more time, of the Legends Only Awards coming soon.
Yeah, the end of the year, because that's when everything's done. So stop surprising us with more
albums.
We
hate award shows except for ours award show.
Yeah, featuring segments. Shall we like tease like some of them?
No, that's okay. It's our Evermore.
Okay, fine. Just no one else surprises us with more albums unless you're Bebe Rexha.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we always say on this podcast. No surprise albums except Bebe Rexha.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Well, we got to go because we're literally about to run out of time on this SD card. So until next week, One Night in Bebe Rexha, we will see you on Discord and we will see you
soon.
God, we literally went over time this week. The girls.
We really did.
We're feeding the girls Chromatica Oreos, 1,000 calories, and fucking supersized episodes.
Sister albums, sister episodes. It's a big day.
The flavor.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.